From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Over the past few decades, musician Lou Reed has worked with a gallery of talented visual and performing artists, Andy Warhol, The Velvet Underground, his girlfriend Laurie Anderson. He says his newest collaboration has proven to be the most challenging. It's a dramatization of the works of Edgar Allan Poe.
A funeral pall comes with the rush of a storm. The angels, haggard and wan, unveiling and uprising, affirm that the play is the tragedy Man, and its hero, the Conqueror Worm.
Actor Willem Dafoe reading The Conqueror Worm from the CD The Raven, produced by Lou Reed and Hal Wilner. The idea for the Poe Project came several years ago when Reed was working with Broadway producer Robert Wilson.
We had done a play together called Time Rocker, and we both lived to see it actually hit the stage, and everybody was happy. Bob said, "Why don't you, meaning me, write something about Edgar Allan Poe? You're made for that." So I did, and we got it staged. And then after it was staged, someone from a classical division of a German record company said, "We'd love to record this." And then we decided we would do it. And then when we decided we would do it, we had to rewrite the whole thing because now you couldn't see. There was nothing. You weren't looking at the play. So I rewrote it so it would be something that you see with your mind. And it would be suggested by either the text or the music or sound effects.
The power that I had with the old man not to even dream my secret thoughts.
My sagacity, I could barely conceal my feelings of triumph.
When suddenly the body moved.
The body moved.
But I went in even further, pushing the door open even further.
Who's there?
Who's there? I did not move a muscle. I kept quiet and still.
The old man sat up in bed.
In his bed.
Who's there?
I heard a groan and knew it was a groan of mortal terror, not pain or grief.
Oh, no! It was the low, stifled sound that arises from the bottom of the soul when overcharged with awe. I felt such awe welling up in my own bosom, deepening with its echo the terrors that distracted me, knowing what the old man felt and
pitying him.
Oh, it made me laugh.
Ha, ha! He'd been lying awake since the first slight noise. He'd been lying awake thinking.
In my version of the Telltale Heart, I write it in a way so you can't miss what it revealed to me, which is very much at the end. It has to do with why the protagonist tells the cop that there's a body underneath the floor.
Remind us why he does tell the cop there's a body under the floor.
Well, I have my own theories. He thinks the cop's making fun of him.
But isn't he tormented, though, by the sound that he thinks he hears from underneath the floorboards?
Well, you know, you could debate this kind of thing. He thinks he hears the sound that the cop is playing him for a fool by acting that he can't acting like he can't hear it.
Mm. I love the way, then, that you juxtapose right after that, the Telltale Heart Part 2, which is on the double CD. And there's a percussion, that drum, that comes up immediately after that. It's almost
heartbeat drum.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you mock me?
They know!
Do you think me?
They know!
An imbecile! Do you think me a fool? Villains, dissemble no more! I admit the deed!
Admit!
Here! Admit! It is the beating of his most hideous heart!
You know, the trouble with doing Poe and the Telltale Heart is everybody does a heartbeat. You know, he says, he hears a heartbeat, and so everybody hears boom, 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 boom. They hear a heartbeat. That's been done ad infinitum, ad nauseum, so we wanted a way around that. So that's the direction we went off in.
You have some wonderful actors that are working with you on this
The creme de la creme of New York. We had a wish list that came true. Here's one of the benefits of living in New York City for those who wonder, why are we here? Look at these actors that are available.
Elizabeth Ashley, no one has a smoky voice like hers.
The magnificent volcanic Elizabeth Ashley.
Along with Willem Dafoe and Fisher Stevens is...
Steve Buscemi and Katie Vogel.
Guilty. 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 Guilty.
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do that. Oh, you're such a child. Guilty. What can I do? I do it to you, but I do it to me too. Cut off my head. Hang me from the yard arm. Guilty? I'm paralyzed with guilt. I've got bad thoughts. I've got an evil taint.
Guilty.
My mind won't leave me alone. I've got a bad mind. I've got a bad bone.
Guilty. Guilty as charged. Guilty.
I love the way Elizabeth says paralyzed by guilt. I could listen to her say that for hours.
Guilty? Guilty? I'm paralyzed with guilt. It runs through me like rain through silk. I've got a bad bone.
I love that. None of that's written by Poe, by the way.
That's written by Lou Reed.
Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while I took over the car.
There are two versions of Guilty, and you hear it spoken in that.
Oh, you noticed. It's amazing to me that people don't... Believe me, this is why I'm a sarcastic dog that has no respect. No one asks me that.
I'm really not sure how people could miss it.
Well, if you're deaf, dumb, and retarded, it's easy. I can't believe people interview me for this stuff and don't notice. I mean, that's, you know, I grade them. And I put them on my website when they fail really badly to warn other people, other musicians. Watch out for this interviewer. It's like talking to a squirrel.
Now my palms are sweating, you know.
You're doing great because you noticed.
Guilty, I'm paralyzed with guilt. I got a bad thought, sir. I got an evil clip. Guilty.
You've got Ornette Coleman playing alto sax on that one, too. Which is...
Yes, Ornette. I have been in love with Ornette for so long now that to have him in the studio with me, Wilner and I were in tears, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
He does five or six versions that, you know, I was just on the floor. We told him you could stop after the first one. He said, no, I'm here to play for you. He said, that version is playing with the guitar. Now I'm going to do one that'll play with the other guitar. Then I'll do one that goes with the bass. Then I'll do one that goes with the drum. Then I'll do one that goes with the vocal. Then I'll do one that goes with everybody. And then I'll do another one. So he did seven.
Did you use them all? Or how did you choose?
Well, that was the problem. There were two we were crazy about. One, Wilner said, this would clear the room. And the other one is the one that we picked. The fun one.
Yeah.
Primitive impulse, oh, yeah, yeah. The overwhelming tendency. The overwhelming tendency to do wrong for the wrong sake.
The one with the really strange language is the one that I do with the Blind Boys of Alabama.
The Pit and the Pendulum.
Yeah, that's the one with the really strange, the arrogance of that one.
Yeah, the I Want to Know.
That's the one. Yeah, I Want to Know. There was danger, Will Robertson. Be careful. Be careful. You're out there with giants doing gospel music. They all smoke.
I've interviewed them.
Jimmy.
Yeah, no.
Jimmy is 70 years old. He smokes like a chimney, and he holds a note for almost 2 minutes. It's one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
I wanna know. I wanna know.
Yeah. I'll tell you a piece that really knocks me out, and I'm a bit of a sentimentalist and, you know, somebody who likes melody. Vanishing Act knocks me out.
Vanishing Act occurs in Time Rocker as a comedic song. For whatever reason, I said, you know, this song, when you really slow it down, is incredibly wistful and beautiful. And I think maybe the first time around I got it wrong.
It must be nice to disappear, to have a vanishing act, to always be moving forward and never looking back. How nice it is to disappear, float into a mist with a young lady on your arm looking for a kiss. Looking for a kiss.
That's done live. That was
it's gorgeous.
We recorded it so well, you can hear the note decaying for about a half hour.
How do you follow with something like this?
You don't. You go in another direction. This was really, really hard. Really hard. If I hadn't had Wilner there, it wouldn't have even taken place. It would have just been too impossible to deal with. It's just too much. Our work here is done.
Lou Reed, his latest project is The Raven. It's available on a single CD from Warner Brothers, which is in the stores. It's also available on a double CD from Warner Brothers, Sire Reprise. And you can find that one online. Lou Reed joined us from our New York bureau. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. Can't wait to see what grade you give me on the website.
A+, I'll tell you now.
Oh, you're so fine. Thanks so much.
Sure.
For more information on Lou Reed and The Raven, go to our website, npr.org.